Okay, did anyone do the activity? Oh, really? I'm surprised, because, you know, normally, just chatting. So we had priorities on the sheet here, which I gave to the adults, but didn't have to be an adult sheet. We had things that people would grab from a fire, which I was thinking was quite apt, because I was thinking of those in Australia and how it was a matter of minutes, even seconds sometimes, that people had to leave. Wonder what they would have grabbed, if anything, or would they just have run for their lives? But it's very sort of, we're separated from that, so we can sit and think about it, but when you're in it, you'd just get something, wouldn't you? But we had the top things that people would grab from a fire, and then the discussion question was, what would you take if you didn't have a lot of time to take, if you didn't have time to take everything, what would you prioritise? I don't know whether anyone's got them. What's your top one? Was it money? Was it?
Handbag.
Well, that's got everything in. What if you couldn't find your handbag? Oh, no. What would you take? Your clothes. That's very good, because a lot of people on this table weren't taking clothes. What were they taking? PlayStation, money. I could hear a conversation, but no clothes. There was lots of images that weren't, we were like, oh no, no. And anyone, anything else? Anyone, first thing they'd grab would be books? No. Yeah, books? Or take your Kindle, got your books on, yeah. Anyone grab camera? Don't really have camera. Phone? Phone, lot, no. Photos?
Yeah.
Your spectacles, oh yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. No use taking anything else if you can't see it. Yeah, can't see where you're going. What about jewellery or artwork or... No? You might have taken jewellery, artwork. No. Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say something then. Okay. Oh. Bag of photos, bag of artwork. Oh, okay. It's a bit different from grabbing, you know. Okay. It's interesting, isn't it? Because although we might all be in the same situation, we probably all prioritise slightly different things. I mean, there are certain things that we'd want to take. But depending on what's important to us, what background we've got, what age we are, we prioritise different things. Some of us might go for those photos because we've got lots of photos of people and we really love them. Some of us might go for the clothes because we want to be dressed, or for the games because that's what we play. We all have different things that we would go for. But if on that list there were maybe brothers or sisters or pets or something like that, living things, I bet they'd all be top of the list. If we didn't know that people who we loved were safe, then those would be the things that the people we try and gather. Even though we prioritise different things, I'm sure we'd all go for people first. There are certain things that are important to everyone. There are certain things that we need to prioritise above everything else. And you know, as we think about our lives before God, and as we think about following God and what we do when we follow God and what we enjoy when we follow God and what we prioritise over other things when we follow God, there are lots of different things that some of us would prioritise over others. Some of us love doing some things when we follow God and not so much others, whereas others of us would love those things and not something else. Some of us follow God and think, I just love to sing and worship, that's what I prioritise, having a good sing and worship to God, where others would go, I don't really like music, but I really like to sit quietly and contemplate. We have certain things which we prioritise over others, but there are also those things which should be important to all of us. Those things that when we're following God, we can't just push aside and think that's not so important, but we have to do. And one of those things that I wanted to think about this morning was prayer. Prayer, not being something that we prioritise or don't, but actually being something that should be one of the most important things that we do. There's a story which I'm sure you all know, it's a well-known story about a young boy who wanted a job, and he went to a logging company to get a job, and he said, could you give me a job? And I said, okay, yes, yes, we could give you a job. We just want to see what you're like at chopping down trees. And so he got there and he got his axe and he started chopping them down. They went, you're brilliant. Strong, quick, swift. You can have a job. So we pay you at the end of the week on Friday, so get to it. So Monday went, chopping down all these trees, brilliant, top of the tree, chopped down the most trees. Tuesday, a little bit slower. Wednesday, carrying on. Thursday, the foreman came to this young lad and he said, here's your pay for the week. And he went, well, I thought you'd pay me on Friday, that's what you said. And he said, yeah, but thing is, you've just got slower and slower and slower, so we don't need you anymore, we're just going to pay you today. And he went, well, I don't understand, because I've been doing the same thing. And he said, oh, well, let me think. Well, have you been, you know, using the same amount of effort? And he's like, yeah, I've been doing exactly the same thing. He said, oh, hold on. Have you stopped and have you sharpened your axe at all? And he went, well, no, I've been too busy, haven't I? I can't stop and sharpen my axe. He said, well, that'll be it. You need to stop and you need to sharpen your axe. Otherwise, the things that you are doing aren't as effective. And you know, when we think about prayer, I think it's very much like that story for us, that often we can be busying around thinking, there's so many things that are good that God wants me to do. There are so many things that I should be involved in. There are so many things that are important that I need to prioritise. Whereas actually, if we don't stop and we don't pause and we don't pray, we don't have that communication with God in that way, then the things that we do become less and less effective. We've been looking through the book of Mark. We haven't got very far in the book of Mark, but we don't have to get far in before Jesus actually pauses to pray. You know, when Jesus was baptized, we've talked about that, and then he went into the wilderness, and straight away when he came out of the wilderness, things started happening. There was loads going on. He had to choose his disciples, and then he was surrounded by crowds immediately, asking him to heal them, asking him to do lots of things. So he drove out evil spirits, and he healed people, and whole towns came and gathered around him. From the moment that he was baptized and out of the wilderness, Jesus was busy doing the things of God, the really important things. But we don't get very far until he paused and stopped and went to spend time with God. And it says this, it's Mark 1:35, I think is the reference. It says, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. You see, in the middle of all that was happening, Jesus, the Son of God, prioritized prayer. He saw the importance of spending time with God, and so he picked a time before he got busy to pray, undistracted and alone. And if that was a priority of Jesus's, I really think it probably needs to be a priority of ours as well. Pete Gregg, who some of us heard at Spring Harvest and has wrote some really good books on prayer, because he founded the 24/7 prayer movement, so really he probably should, shouldn't he? He says this, I'm convinced, however, that our constant activity is fruitless without first making that humble act of kneeling to pray. I'm convinced that prayer is not only our greatest privilege, but also our greatest source of power. I don't think any of us would disagree with that. But ironically, prayer is also our greatest struggle. I don't think there's any Christian who would say prayer is really easy. I just love going to pray. I think most people would say, I find it really hard to pray. I find it easier to do things. I find it really hard to prioritise prayer above everything else, and I'll make all sorts of excuses not to do it. And when I sit down to pray, so many things come into my mind that I need to do. I don't think there's anyone that would say it was easy. If there is, can you come and talk to me? Because I don't find it easy, and I'd love to know how. But, you know, it's a struggle that is really worth the effort, and it's a struggle that we need to prioritise. And we're going to focus a little bit on prayer as a church over this coming year, to help try and help each of us to have prayer as a priority in our lives. And one of the things that we're starting off with is these wonderful bookmarks that Jessica has put together for me, which are prayer bookmarks. On one side, they have the word prayer and what the 24/7 movement use. They put P, the P of prayer, they say, is praise. The R is repent. The A is ask. And the Y is yield. And it's just a way that when we think of prayer, we can do four simple things that help us. And on the other side, we've put down maybe some little tips and hints that people could try on their own with prayer. Things that might help us to get prayer as a daily activity in our lives. So please do pick up one of these at the end. And it's also got the lovely little... Anyway, it's just what I like. So you can put it in your book and you can look at it. It's got some good tips and hints there. Let's pray together, shall we, as we've been talking about it.